In this bulletin, New South Wales paramedics stretched as the state continues to record COVID-19 infections by the hundreds each day. The federal government committed to bringing 3,000 people to Australia from Afghanistan as part of the humanitarian program. And in sport, Brisbane dealt a huge blow in their AFL finals campaign. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Paramedics in New South Wales are being stretched as the state continues to accumulate COVID-19 infections by the hundreds each day. Demand is equivalent to the busiest New Year's Eve. There were 1,035 new local infections and two more deaths reported yesterday, taking the state's death toll from the current outbreak to 83. A Western Sydney woman in her 80s died at Westmead Hospital, and another woman in her 70s from the Blue Mountains died at Nepean Hospital. There are almost 800 COVID-19 cases admitted to hospital, with 125 people in intensive care and 52 ventilated. In regional New South Wales, the biggest gathering this weekend is at Dubbo Showground, where a new drive-through clinic will be vaccinating over 200 people a day. It's hoped the vaccine blitz will curb the spread of COVID as Western New South Wales records another 42 cases overnight. New South Wales MP for Dubbo, Dugald Saunders, is concerned about the rate of infections.
We are seeing some of that spread in community, which is concerning. We're hoping to see that really tighten down. One of the reasons you can leave is to get a vaccination.
The federal government has finalised the details of its no-fault claim scheme designed to provide quick access to compensation for serious adverse reactions to approved vaccines and vaccinations. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the COVID-19 vaccine claim scheme will offer protection to Australians receiving a TGA-approved vaccine, irrespective of where vaccination occurs. Mr Hunt has said that serious and life-threatening side effects are very rare, but it is important that a safety net to support those affected be provided. Hurricane Ida has strengthened and it's prompted tens of thousands in the United States to cut short vacations and jam the state of Louisiana's highways. The reach of Ida's winds have expanded over warm Gulf of Mexico waters. Forecasters said it could make landfall as an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm, generating heavy downpours and a tidal surge that could plunge much of the Louisiana shoreline under several feet of water. The National Hurricane Center said that Ida was tracking toward a late Sunday landfall. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says it's a very strong storm, with the wind speed at landfall projected to be sustained in the neighbourhood of 140 miles per hour.
One of the things that you're going to see is just about the entire state is under some type of warning or watch. And so everybody out there needs to be very careful. I don't want folks who are further inland to be caught off guard, because there's a potential for 110 mile per hour sustained winds as far north as the Louisiana-Mississippi line.
Taliban forces have sealed off Kabul's airport to most Afghans hoping for evacuation, winding down a frantic airlift after two decades of war in Afghanistan. Final evacuations from Kabul were taking place on Saturday before the planned withdrawal of all the United States forces on August 31. The US have so far evacuated more than 100,000 people since the Taliban claimed Kabul on August 15. Meantime, the US military also acted swiftly on President Joe Biden's promise to retaliate for the deadly suicide bombing at Kabul airport. The military says it killed two members of the Islamic State group's Afghanistan affiliate with a drone strike in the group's eastern stronghold. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the fact that those members of this group aren't alive anymore is a good thing for US troops.
They were ISIS-K planners and facilitators, and that's enough reason they're alone. I won't speak to the details of this, of these individuals, or what their specific roles might be. But as the general said, we have the ability and the means to carry out over-the-horizon counterterrorism capabilities, and we're going to defend ourselves.
The federal government says it's committed to bringing 3,000 people to Australia from Afghanistan as part of the humanitarian program. Since the Taliban takeover of the country, Australia has so far evacuated 4,100 people from Kabul airport, with 1,035 of those so far making their way to Australia. Australia has ceased its evacuation operations at Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul after 170 Afghans and 13 US troops were killed in a deadly bombing claimed by Islamic State. The Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews says those who remain in Afghanistan are urged to register with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade.
We are aware that there are still people in Afghanistan who are looking to come to Australia. We have asked people to register with DFAT, particularly if they are Australian citizens or permanent residents. But I have to say that that number is increasing daily as more people are indicating that they are keen to travel to Australia. Some of those are Australian citizens now wishing to return home who have only recently identified themselves to DFAT.
Dozens of people have gathered near the Eiffel Tower in Paris to show their support for the women of Afghanistan following the Taliban takeover. The protesters say they feel that women in Afghanistan will no longer be safe. Casey was among the crowd asking the French government to welcome Afghan evacuees, prioritising women and children.
This gathering here is to fight against the oppression coming from the Taliban in Afghanistan and to ask to open the frontier and to allow refugee to came in France and to be welcome in France.
To sport now, and Brisbane have been dealt a huge blow in the AFL finals campaign, with key forward Dan McStay suffering a heavy concussion. The 26-year-old was subbed out in the first quarter of the Lions qualifying final against Melbourne after copping an accidental knock to the head from teammate Nakia Cockatoo. McStay was immediately ruled out of the game and replaced by midfielder Reece Matheson. And now for a look at today's weather in Perth, a few showers and 19 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two and clearing 16. Melbourne, showers and 14. Hobart, partly cloudy and 15. Canberra, showers, 14 degrees. Wollongong, a shower or two and 20. Sydney, the same. Newcastle, a possible shower and 22. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 27. Cairns, a shower or two, 29. And Darwin, sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.